Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Do that. Monday, 19.
Oh, 419.
419.
Yeah. Stoners, tomorrow's your day there.
420 Eve.
Do they celebrate that in Nebraska, 420? No. We live in Nebraska.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because, well, I think because of rickets, you know,
a lot of people do.
Yeah, rickets
by doing
guy.
What they do every day.
Yeah, rickets. Guy.
Is this a presence on the eve or presence on the morning holiday, Todd? I don't know.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, depending on how you celebrate it. Yeah, you know, people celebrate it different. Like Christmas, yeah. Christmas Eve, same thing. You know, depending on how you celebrate 420. Is it edible tonight or is it edible tomorrow?
I don't do the
little puff puff
edibles during the
little
week.
Little puff. Good idea. Good idea. Dr. Ian K. Smith, he probably doesn't recommend edibles, does he? Yeah, it's not. There's no calories in that. Now, you get the munchies.
Well, probably so a little, depending.
There's 10,000 calories after the fact, but not actually in the edible. So
there might be 15, 20 calories.
Yeah, some of those chews probably have
a little something.
Right? There's a little sugar in those gummies, and I bet you there's
That's nothing.
There's about 100-plus calories in those big brownies.
Well, once again, but it's after that. The calories will come after that.
And then a whole bag of chips.
But Ron Funch is going to phone the program. He's a comedian also. Going to be hosting it. What's he hosting a show on?
Chopped 420. It's on Discovery Plus. Speaking of brownies, he'll
mainstream. The mainstream. Weed is everywhere.
Yep. He'll tell us how to make some good pot brownies.
We're fighting that. We're fighting that here. Good old, good life. Dr. Ian and Ron Funch is both on the program today. Craig Evans and Puss both got their shots. I was down the rabbit hole on that again this weekend because everybody I know is a pussy and felt like a little crappy, and I didn't. So I checked on it, and if you read into it, if you feel crappy, it's working, and if you don't feel crappy, it's working.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, cause I kept getting nervous. I'm thinking, why am I such a man that I didn't feel anything, and everybody I know felt a little bit. Actually, I shouldn't say that. Nick felt nothing. I got a buddy at home that felt nothing. I was thinking, I better dig into this, and I dug into it a little bit and checked out science, and both of them means it's working.
Yeah, I felt I had just the right amount of robust activity.
Yeah,
of
course, you don't know that. You don't know that. Right. You could have felt great and had just the right amount, too, like I did.
But I couldn't participate in the text chain this weekend because it only involved real men.
Yes, it did.
And apparently...
No, I don't know. Puss said he was all wiped out.
I was a little sluggish. Okay. I was a little sluggish on Saturday.
I don't want to hear arm soreness because that's just normal crap. You get that for the flu.
No, of course that came.
What'd Craig say? On the text, he said he's fine.
The only thing he told me was he said his arm was a little more sore than normal.
That's fine. Yeah. Sore arm.
No, he has not much to report. Now, I got home on Friday, that's when I started getting a little low-grade fever, chills.
Yeah, I know.
And I just slept all afternoon, and I woke up, and it was like I hit the reset button.
Yeah.
Yeah, went for a walk Friday night. So So, you know, 24 to 30 hours.
Yeah, yeah, you felt like crap, though.
You're out of the woods.
All right. That's okay. We'll let you into the Manly Man Club.
I mean, I didn't skip out on anything I would have done on Saturday. It just...
Anyway.
I just, my, you know, I felt a little like I was running on a half a tank for a little while.
Yeah. No, I didn't get wiped out.
I feel like half a tank anyway. So I don't know what that would mean,
worse
actually.
Worse than normal.
Okay.
Worse than normal.
Right.
I can definitely tell.
Three people close to me, they got hammered pretty hard.
They ain't men. All right.
Well,
but
yeah,
the show's just working.
Dr. Mean is not a man.
But she's like a... Yeah. She's a lot younger than us, though.
She's a little girl.
Right.
Yeah, but none of these guys were... Not one of them was younger than me, I guess.
They're not manly men. That's okay, man. That is okay. It means it's working. And if you don't feel anything, it means it's working, too. What's not working is your brain, if you're on Facebook, saying, well, I ain't just going to get it. And don't yell at me. Well, screw you, then. I don't care about you. I mean, I'm not going to... I didn't take the oath of the Hippocratic Oath like Dr. Mina did. There's a point where I'm not going to care about you. If the vaccine... I posted, there was a bunch of walk-ins in this city. I posted that yesterday. I saw there was a clinic said, hey, we're taking walk-ins. So
go get them.
Get it done. And if you don't get it done, I'm not going to care, you know.
I'm also not going to hang out.
I'm not going to care about you because it's not, it's up, you know.
Yeah.
But if you go to a restaurant, though, they're there, the people don't get vaccinated, that's going to be on them.
But if I know you personally and you're
you
ain't getting the invite my house.
Oh no, exactly, yeah, you're right.
And I'm not accepting the one to yours.
And they're the only ones in danger in that situation too.
Yeah, but
I agree with you. Push.
Whatever the motivation is, you know, if I can.
Well, they're dumb.
Yeah,
they're dumb. Do you know anybody personally?
Not,
I don't.
Not yet.
And I know some right wing jackasses. I really got some. I know some. There's some of my friends, and they all got the shot. You know?
I don't know.
They're all getting the shot. I'm on text chain with about 8 or 10 buddies from years ago. And, you know, about 3 of them lean right and the rest lean middle or left. And the 3 that lean right all got the vaccine. You know? They all got the vaccine.
My socializing over the last couple of weekends has consisted of whatever group they throw me in on the golf course.
Got it. Okay. Yeah.
And yesterday I golfed in kind of a rural area.
Beautiful day.
And hooked up with, you know, got put in 3 different groups.
Right.
Any point in time. And I just casually bring up, so, you got your vaccine?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And sometimes I don't get the right response.
What do they say?
Oh, I got that. I got it. So
what does that mean? It doesn't mean dick.
No, it doesn't.
You know, it doesn't mean dick. You can get it again.
Right. I don't engage after that.
All right.
I just want to get a feel where their heads
go,
at.
Idiot.
Well, I did. I got my shot at a grocery store in a smaller town right outside the city.
Right. Yeah.
And when I went to get it on Friday afternoon, there were a lot of people rolling around that grocery store without masks.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In that area?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I wasn't surprised.
No, I wouldn't either. I know the town you're talking about.
I wasn't surprised, but maybe this was just me, but I thought they were just giving me dirty looks for standing back there getting my shot.
What's he afraid of?
Idiots.
You know, it's like, really?
Come on, Plattsmith.
I mean, I shouldn't have been surprised.
Oh, was that out loud? I'm sorry. Was that out loud? Come on, Plattsmith. Sorry. I'm sure there's some fine people there, but that's just stupid.
Well, the ones standing back near the pharmacy getting the shot were.
Exactly. All right. I didn't mean to say that out loud.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Craig will be here. Nick Allen. I saw, I posted a couple weeks ago that I got my second shot, and most people were going on this is my, I didn't put it on the Todd and Tyler page, God forbid. I put it on my page. And everybody on there is basically, I got mine. It's like, yeah, good for you, I got mine. Second one's coming today. One guy goes, Good. Now get comedians back in the studio. Jesus Christ, dude. We've been working it for well over a year. Our ratings have not suffered. In fact, they're pretty damn good. We want comedians to back in because we miss them.
And Canadians.
Yeah, Canadian. We want Canadians in here, too.
All Canadian comedians.
We miss comedians, and they will get only allowed in if they're vaccinated.
If they are, too, bring it on.
And that's going to happen in a week or so. Vaccinated comedians are welcome. And, yes, we want them in here, too, but not for the reason you think we want them in here. We don't need them. We want them. Craig needs them because Craig just doesn't want to be here anymore because he's got to talk, and he hates talking on the radio, which is a weird thing for being when you're on the radio, right? So we want him back in, but it's not like, I just think I made him a little sensitive because we always get this, I like everything about it except for you and Todd.
I like it when the comedians interview themselves and interact with nothing. I like that.
Whatever. So I blew $50 this weekend. My son wanted me to buy that Jake Paul fight, and so I did. It's a horrible fight. Yeah, he punches a dude in one punch, and he goes down. And
fixed?
I think it's all crap. He's obviously not going to fight anybody good because a real boxer would probably still beat him. This guy was a former MMA guy, 36. Apparently had a he just didn't really train at all. But one thing on the, but Snoop Dogg and Pete Davidson were on the call with a couple other guys. And they were high as hell. You see him smoking a blunt right there. So the MFers are flying the whole time. And my favorite line in the fight was, he comes out, Jake Paul's ripped. He's in shape. The former MMA guy is not like ripped like he's not ripped anymore. He's 20 pounds over what he used to wrestle. And Snoop Dogg said he was built like a bag of milk. With a threw MFers in there, too. And I'm thinking, okay, that's worth $50.
Great line.
And they throw the MFers in there just naturally. It just rolls off his tongue, you know. And it's so weird to hear a fight being called on TV, although it's pay-per-view, and just hear those words being said. You know, I really think they need to – the NFL needs to sign off on some game that you're allowed to do – show the game
– right. That's not on broadcast TV.
Not on broadcast TV and have guys like that call it with swear words. Yeah, I'd watch it all damn day.
Put it on HBO or something.
Right, I'd watch it all day, especially Snoop Dogg's the guy. Because Snoop knows football. Well, don't watch it.
They're children.
Yeah, but don't watch it.
Well, you'd put it on, they'd do like they did with the playoffs this year, where it was on regular TV and it was on Nickelodeon. It was a whole different call.
Well, it's
put it on regular TV, let Jim Nance do it, and then put it on HBO and let Snoop Dogg do it.
Yeah, and not forced swear words, because Snoop Dogg just talks that way. Somebody actually talks that way. There's nothing worse than a forced swear words on the radio. It just sounds stupid.
If they did the HBO thing, I'd like to have the sideline mic'd up.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to have the huddle mic'd up.
Yeah, turn those up.
But Snoop's talking this whole time. The whole fight is good. He's built like a bag of milk. I'd never heard that before. And it's a great description about somebody who's a little pudgy.
Of course,
out there boxing.
Bud Crawford and Manny Pacquiao thing going to happen?
Yeah, they signed that.
It's done, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what it is, but I know they signed that. Because he announced it. I tweeted it out a couple weeks back when he brought that up. Yeah,
I just saw there was talk about
that's
it.
That's real boxers right there.
I didn't know anything had been finalized.
That's real boxers right there.
I'm looking forward to that.
All right. Greg Evans, Nick Allen, comedian Ron Funches, and Dr. Ian K. Smith. All on this Monday. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.